What's up, everybody? It is week 11 of the NFL, and we are back with our BetMGM NFL segment here, guys. BetMGM this season, as you know, the Anything Better podcast has teamed up with them. We're having such a great time. We'll be using BetMGM lines, the best lines, the most reliable lines, to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up yet, we've got a special offer for our listeners right now. Sign up for a new BetMGM account. Use the code word BURR, okay? B-U-R-R. Could not be more easy. And you'll get $50 free bet just by signing up. You're going to get $50 just by signing up. Go to the app, sign up, use B-U-R-R as the code. And that's it, guys. You don't even need to make a deposit. Dude, they're just giving you money. All right, to get in the action.
In the game, Paul.
Yes. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use a bonus code BURR, B-U-R-R. You'll get $50 free to bet used for this week's game. Now, apparently we messed up last week. We thought it was the week 9. We messed up. It was week 10 as far as just telling people. People are hitting us up going, it's week 10. Because there's a bye week, that was the issue. Okay. Now, we had an interesting
I thought
week.
We messed up because I went 0-4 last week.
Well, you did something that's never been done before since we've been doing this Jimmy the Greek thing. You did the unimaginable and then followed it with the unforgivable, which
well,
is
I
almost
was being carried off the field on people's shoulders a week ago. And then last week, now I'm like Ed Ogeron. I won the title.
You know, I'm from the state. Y'all yeah. like me. I'm going to be here
like
forever.
Better, though.
2 years later. Right. Get the fuck out of here.
I feel like the way you did it was better. It kind of, like you said, it's a game of runs. You just showed how you could give it back. It's like going 2-2.
No, you know what happened, Paul? I talk shit. That's what happened. I go, look at me, against the spread, not like these guys on the money line. And then they said, oh, yeah, Bill? Slap, 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 slap. 0-4. And I hate this week. I couldn't fucking spot a winner.
All right, well, here's the thing. If you guys are paying attention and following me and Bill, which I know that you are, this is how tight the race is right now. Myself, Paul Verzi, is 20-20 after 40 picks. And my guy, Bill Burr, is 20-19-1. He is remaining a half game lead because he has a push. And here's the good thing, Bill. We are still 500 or above. Week 10.
I mean, Bear, I'm not talking any more shit. After this week, I don't know about this one. Paul, what's hilarious to me is that it's almost 11 o'clock in the morning, and your eyes are puffy like you got up at 5 a.m.
Dude, you know me.
Nobody sleeps like Paul.
I mean, no, I was out cold. I was sleeping like an angel. I was sleeping.
I'm on the West Coast, I look more awake than you.
I know. I was sleeping like an angel. The alarm went off. What are you going to do? I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you what you're going to do. You get both your damn kids up and make them fucking pancakes. That's what you're going to do. As your wife then comes down the stairs. I forgot you had a podcast. I could reheat these later. That's why they outlive us, Paul. All right.
All right. So now
but I love her.
I love her, man.
She's the best.
You get first pick.
All right. I'm going to take Joe Burrows. Wah, bah, 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 going out to Vegas. -1 at the Raiders.
Wow, you're not taking the Patriots.
No, because I know what's going to happen.
Okay.
Paul, you're still going to ride that train? Now everybody knows what the fuck they are. They've won 4 in a row. They got 4 days
like
rest. Who the hell's coming into town?
I don't like their line, actually. No, they're
Why
playing.
Why are you telling me to take the Patriots, Paul? What are you trying to do to me, huh? You trying to make me go 0-8? You motherfucker. All right, go ahead.
If somebody goes 8 in a row wrong, it should be over. It's a game over. You go 8 in a row, dude.
You go 0-4 2 weeks in a row. It's called the shot in the head. Something. We got to have the something.
All right, here we go.
So no, if you go 0-4 2 weeks in a row, you're done. No, but then that ends the game. It's got to be something. You have to do something. We'll figure it out.
It's an instant cash prize to the other guy. If you go 8 and if you go four, the unforgivable 2 weeks in a row, it's an instant $500 to the other guy.
All right, I like that.
Yeah.
And there's an asterisk next to your name, even if you win. You get the Roger Maris asterisk.
That's fucking hilarious. All right, I like that.
I'm on the hot seat, Paul. And I don't see a winner this week.
All right, so you're taking Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals, yes, you said it right. Not the Bengals, the Bengals.
All right. God. Are the Raiders done? See, dude, now we're at the place where I don't know what a team is anymore. Cam Newton comes back and starts winning. I mean, what the hell's going on in the NFL?
Yeah, they're running the Wildcat. It's Cam Newton. Did they forget the guy knows how to throw the ball?
Yeah, it's true.
Guy's got a great arm. I don't know what they're doing. Cam Newton up the gut. Cam Newton around the side. It was so funny. They were trying to get rid of the guy. They were scrubbing his face out of all the photos like fucking Joseph Stalin. Or is it Joseph, Paul?
I'm going to take
you haven't even looked at these fucking things.
No, I have. I literally opened it this morning.
All right.
I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers against the Jaguars because San Francisco, the way they looked against the Rams on Monday night was incredible. The defense was all over the place. Jimmy G,
that was a different team, man. That was a different team.
I'm gonna see if, and I think if San Francisco's gonna make a run, now's the time where they put it into fifth gear. I'm taking the Niners -6.5 on the road against the hapless Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm staying away from the Jaguars for the rest of the year. Every time I bet them, I've lost. All right, I'm taking the Chiefs -2.5 at home against the Cowboys. I don't think the Chiefs are as bad as everybody's saying. I think the Cowboys always fall apart this time of year. It's just what they do. It's just, I don't know. Paul, I'm literally swinging in the dark here. I like the Chiefs at home, -2.5. I think Andy Reid does that. Oh, Jesus, Andy Reid this time of year. Oh, Andy Reid. I mean, I know that one year he had a good time. No, this is good for him. He'll get you the fucking conference game. And once every 20 years, he gets the Super Bowl. I don't think this is one of those times.
All right. I'm going
to Why did Andy Reid have to take a couple of hits there? Because I'm not sure about my bet. Is that what it is? Okay, go ahead. What do you got?
Yeah, that was such a projection of your insecurity of that bet.
I was already yelling at Andy Reid for not winning the bet.
The only thing you didn't do is call him a fat piece of shit during that.
I put on this COVID weight, I can't really call anybody a fat piece of shit.
I'm going to take the Carolina Panthers -3 at home against Washington. Cam Newton's back. He's going against his old coach. They seem to be rejuvenated, and I like the 3 points.
And what do you think about the team from Washington last week when they raped Tom Brady and the fucking Buccaneers? I had the Buccaneers. Just straight up kicked the shit out of them. You're not buying it.
No, it's just a weird – things are happening weird right now. So this is literally shot in the dark, but I'm going to take them -3.
Okay. All right, I'm going to take the Steelers getting 5.5 in San Diego.
That's a fucking great pick. Fuck. That's a great pick, Bill.
Well, I mean, it's been a while since I've had a great pick, Paul.
Oh, my God. Do I take the Tennessee Titans giving 10.5 against the fucking Texans?
Oh, that's such a weird game. Henry's out for the rest of the year.
All right, dude.
If Henry's in that game, you're going to bet that, but the line's going to go up, obviously.
Yeah, dude, I'm really – this week is – this is a tough one, man. Fuck. No, dude, you're right.
When I took my SATs. This is a tough one. I'm going B. You know, I got like an 840 combined.
Did you?
And it's I took an SAT prep course too. I was supposed to increase your score by I don't know how many points. To get you into one of those schools, you know, where white kids wear loafers.
right, here we go. You ready? I'm going to ride this train. I'm going to go division rival. I'm stupid. I'm going to ride this fucking train. I'm going division rival. I am riding the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers came back, looked phenomenal after that whole COVID thing. He's playing in Minnesota, but the line is only 1.5. I'm going to take Green Bay -1.5. Oh, I'm taking all points. This is set up.
You know what's
disaster.
Funny, Paul? My division rivalry thing. I think division rivalry and you're getting points at home. I like the Vikings +1.5. Going head to head, Paul.
Oh, okay. All right.
There you go. I was sitting there wincing going, ah, shit. I knew once you said division rivalry and I knew you loved the Packers. I'm like, he's not going to go rogue on me and pick the Vikings.
Is that all four? Are we done?
I'm done. I think you got one more.
Oh, I got one more. All right.
I'll tell you what's a weird game, that Bills Colts. Is it 10?
It's 7.
Seven. And they Carson Wentz can fucking score points. Is that who their quarterback is? He can score points. The Bills are like, they were like covering everything. I was riding the Buffalo train.
And then all of a sudden, they go to Jacksonville. Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, they just fucking, they're not covering.
And the Bill, the Steelers are actually +6.5. I think you had said 5.5. Just want to clarify that.
Oh, it is 6.5. Oh, nice. I got to get my glasses so I have them.
No problem. Paul, what do you think about that Miami New York Jets game? What do you think about that?
I was looking at the Miami New York Jets. It's a division rival.
Andrew, what are you helping him out for? Jesus Christ.
No, it's not help. I'm just curious what he thinks.
All right, what do you got?
He's picked the Jets twice. He picked Miami once. I'm curious.
Sorry, I'm a little defensive. I'm almost.
No, no. Hey, listen.
I've got a gun to my head here.
Should I take my New York Giants on Monday Night Football
game? I mean, that spread's an insult to the Giants. That spread is an insult to a defensive-minded.
You're egging me on, you motherfucker.
No, who are they playing?
The Bucs, after a bad loss.
I know, and they're like a double-digit underdog. At but home?
The Giants are coming off a bye. No, it's in Tampa.
Oh.
It's in Tampa, dude.
You know what's all about in Tampa? I mean, what do they got in Tampa? They got a basic stadium with that stupid boat.
They got a ship, yeah.
Yeah, is it really like – it looks like a fucking, you know, water world place.
Bill, you're right about the weird game Colts-Bills, but here's another weird one. Cardinals-Seahawks, 2.5-point spread.
Two hurt superstar quarterbacks. Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm staying away from the Seahawks. I fucking watched what's-his-face last week throwing. He definitely – that finger is messed up. He had some of the worst throws I've seen of his career.
I'm going to take my New York football Giants. You know what? I've taken them 5 times this year, and I'm 3-2 with them with the spread. I'm going to take my New York football Giants Monday Night Football, coming back from a bye week, Saquon Barkley back. I think – I'm not saying we're going to win the game, but I like the 10.5 points. I'm going to take the – I'm going to start that game up 10 points. How about that?
Is it 10 or 10.5?
It's 10.5. But I'm only starting –
10.5, dude. Barkley could eat up some time on the clock.
Yep.
And then your best bet is they go up by a couple of scores with a few minutes left, and then you get the fucking ball back, and then they go down the field. Dude, how many games I lost this year having the favorite? There's nothing worse than when the favorite's up by 2 scores with 3 minutes left and the other team gets the fucking ball. It's like, well, here they go. They're just going to give up a touchdown in 90 seconds. And there it is. 2-point conversion, and fuck you, Freckles. All right. That's it. That's our picks for the week.
That's the picks for the week, guys. Please remember to go to BetMG. Oh, we got to do a Monday Night Special. You got to do the song.
Let the Monday Night Special. Bam. Get some money for you. Bank
I love when you do that.
Bill. Let the Monday Night Special.
And by the way, I want to tell the listeners, as much as me and Bill are in a competition here, I want us to be 500. Like, it means a lot to me. You know me. Oh, Bill, you know I loved it when we do, especially we're doing the show. I love that me and Bill are with the fucking analysts right now. So I don't care so much about
analysts. Don't pick against the money line, do they?
No, they fucking do. I think
I mean against the spread. I mean, they pick the money line. Oh, right, I so love last week. I love last week when Nate Burleson picked the Packers over the Patriots. I love that because when I did Inside the NFL, he gave the Patriots a shot for cheating.
Oh,
so, so now, you know, I he was just messing around, but I'm like, he hates the Patriots. This guy hates the Patriots.
He's a great dude. Friend of mine. Great dude.
Huh?
Nate Burleson, great dude.
I just told you what he said about my home team, and he's still a friend of yours. That's how it is, Paul? Thought you had the Sicilian loyalty. No, he was just kidding around. But I was sitting there. Him and somebody else both picked the Cleveland Browns against Bill Belichick in November.
Dude, I don't even want to get into the fucking cheating. It's so ridiculous. It's such a fucking – well, let's not get into it. But this Monday night special, Bill, and I want to let everybody know that me and Bill have done a Monday night special 4 weeks in a row, and we had two hits in a row, 2,800 people won money 2 weeks ago. And then a week ago, 3,200 people went with us, and we hit that. And unfortunately, we did lose. We had two or three out of the – we didn't have the fucking Niners. We had the
Rams. You're not
going to
win it every week, so that's good. It's good we lost next week. So who knows? Maybe we hit and hit. We're going to go three for four, Paul? Like fucking Wade Boggs on a matinee way back in the day?
But here's the thing, Bill. Here's the thing. It's a 10-point line with the Bucks and Giants. So do we stay away from the money line? This is a tough one. It's a tough one.
Bucks and Giants. Oh, man. I hate this game.
Minus 10.5. You want to do Brady to throw two?
Well, Bruce Arians called them a stupid football team.
Yeah.
So I think they're probably going to respond. They did get their butts kicked. They're coming home. Saquon Barkley's back.
Giants are coming off a win, and defense look pretty good.
Pretty good doesn't cut it.
If the Giants are in a wild card hunt, and I think they need this game, so do you want to take the points or no? Or you think that you think the
Bucks? If Eli was playing, this is when you guys come on. I don't know about
Jones.
What's your guy's name?
Jones.
Bob Jones.
Daniel.
Daniel. Dan Jones.
Dude, Bob Jones sounds like a fucking insurance salesman.
Sounds like a defensive player of the year for the Sixers to me.
All right, Brady, how about this? Brady throwing two? Should we put that in there or no?
Two touchdowns? Yeah.
All right. Brady
throws two.
Okay.
Then it gets difficult. Oh, this is a tough game.
You guys usually don't touch the over-under. But
what's the over under?
42.5.
Seems a little low.
It does seem low. I was thinking that.
Interesting,
too.
Yeah.
You know what? I think you go low. My instinct said to go low.
Go low.
Yeah.
Oh boy. All right.
I know, because you know why, Paul? Because that's what everybody fucking thinks.
Okay. You know what? Let's do that. Well,
I love it. Brady's going to throw two touchdowns, but the under's coming in. This is a fucking crazy bet.
I like it.
This just feels to me like one of those stupid 20-17 games.
All right. Brady to throw two. Under. We'll take the under 42. And then what's the third? And then 32. Oh, 42 and a half. So 42. Okay. So 42, we win. All right. And what do you want the third one to be? We need a fun one because I know the fans like a fun one.
They like turnover, onside kick, a fake punt.
Dude, should we do something wild? I mean, this is wild, but the money would be huge. No, it's too risky. I was going to say a safety, but that's just too risky, dude. That's just too risky. Dude, the money
line.
Well,
half the time they get a safety, they say that it's on the fucking half yard line. I hate that shit.
I know.
It's forward momentum. A fan runs out on the field. What's the line on that?
Oh my God. You better win 15 grand if that happens. How about a field goal over 50 yards?
49.5. The over under is 49.5.
Oh yeah. 49.5. I love the under.
Okay. So take the
49.5.
I love the under and I love Brady getting two and, all right. Does Daniel Jones scramble for one for a touchdown?
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Does he fall down, Paul? Is he going to cross the goal line?
No, he's been running good, man. I mean, I think if they're at the five, he'll do a bootleg and definitely try to.
Okay, they're at the five. He's a short distance runner, that guy.
Do you want to do that one, or do you
want that Ronnie had looked like me back in the day when you were drinking in the woods and you ran from the cops?
Thank God they scored on that drive. That's all I have to say. They scored like two plays later. Thank God.
New York Brady, quarterbacks, man.
Brady two touchdowns.
Butt fumbling, face planting.
Remind me of that white guy that dunked and held onto the rim and then his body flipped. Although
Eli saved it.
We're not picking money. No, you're not picking money line winners on this one. You want to just keep it to the stats.
Money line winner is just who we think is going to win the game. Correct.
Yeah. Now Buccaneers. You can do.
I think the Buccaneers win, but I don't think. I don't know that they cover. I don't think they cover.
Okay.
All right. So you want to take the Giants to the money line or Buccaneers? I mean, Giants. I mean, Buccaneers money line.
Buccaneers money line only because we already had that one crazy one of Daniel Jones rushing. You got one crazy one.
Okay.
All right. That's it.
There we
so
go.
All four you want? So Brady, two TDs, under 49.5. Daniel Jones rushing touchdown, Bucks money line.
Yeah. Fuck it.
All right. They better pay.
What does that pay?
I'll calculate it. Some of the stuff because they got to do it. They got to customize it.
All right, everybody. That's the Monday Night Special.
That's the Monday Night Special, guys.
Well, fucking week goddamn 11.
Week 11 is, oh, my God, dude, the NFL is going to be over soon, and it's going to be really fucking depressing when we're sitting here talking hockey and basketball. I'm just kidding.
Because then you'll have March Madness comes like a month later, right? And then baseball season starts, right?
Yep.
God knows you get excited for baseball, Paul.
It'll
be NHL and NBA playoffs.
I don't know what's going on with me and baseball. I could give a fuck. They're talking about Yankee moves, and I'm like, whatever, dude. It's too long of a season. Anyway, guys, go to BetMGM if you want to get an account with us.
I don't
us.
Think that's what it is, Paul.
Have fun with us. What is?
I think the tide turned. You know, you seem to really give a shit when you guys were beating the shit out of the Red Sox every year and we were always choking. All of a sudden you're losing and then I don't really care anymore.
No. Of course I care, but I'm not
disappointing
invested in
me,
like
Paul.
I finally
get a chance to be an obnoxious sports fan and then, you know, you take your fucking ball and you go home.
What the fuck was I saying? Yeah, BetMGM, guys. Go to the app. Use bonus code or bonus code? Is that the right bonus code? Use code BURR, B-U-R-R, and they're going to give you $50 on your first bet. There you go. Have fun with us. We have people that have – by the way, I was at Skankfest. A guy runs up to me and says, dude, I love this. I love betting with you guys. I'm just having fun. There are people that are just putting $15, $20. They're having a good time. Sign up. Go to the Monday Night Special with us. BetMGM is the most reliable. You guys know them. The lines are incredible. Enjoy the Monday night. Do it, Bill.
The Monday Night Special.
There you go. Over 3,000 people jumped on it last week. Jump on it this week. Go to BetMGM. Get the app. Use bonus code BURR. Get $50. Have a good time. We are out of here, guys. Enjoy NFL week number 11. You have to be 21 years of age or older to wager in Arizona, Colorado, D.C., Iowa, Indianapolis, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming only. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 800-522-4700 for Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, and Virginia. 800-270-7117 for confidential help. Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER. Indianapolis, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF for Iowa. Call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 800-889-9789 for Tennessee or call 888-777-9696 for Minnesota. Sports betting is a void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states were prohibited. Promotional offers not available in Nevada.